This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's not the first time that presidential candidate Kamala Harris mentioned that she's a gun owner, but she reaffirmed that in a chat with Oprah Winfrey yesterday. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. Morning, Mayor Brown. Did you know she's a gun owner?
You. No, I did not. Not until she said something about that several days ago during the course of one of her public presentations.
Why would she bring this up now?
Well, I assume that somebody had questioned her as to whether or not she had a gun. And I'm certain, if I know anything about Ms. Harris, she will be responsive on any question put to her on any issue.
As a strategic move, though, is this trying to head off criticism from the right that she's a gun control person who wants to take everybody's gun away?
Well, I assume that that would be an issue in the campaign. Obviously, Trump would make it an issue in the campaign. But she puts a silence to that fairly quickly. If she has an appropriate registered firearm, as is required in most locations, particularly in places like California.
She also said that if someone broke into her house, she would shoot them. Do you believe it?
I do believe it. I don't know why that wouldn't be a reality. And people need to know that you're taking a great risk when you enter anybody's home, period. They're going to do what they can to protect themselves. And they're not going to wait and should not wait for you to display a firearm.
I'm anxious to get your reaction to Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson in North Carolina, some of the scandal he's going through right now concerning a pornographic website, some of his statements in the past about being a black Nazi and things like that. What are your thoughts?
Well, anytime you have a history of expressing yourself in defiance, literally, of logic as it relates to people, you should be held accountable for that, period. And if he has done that, and it's the history of it, you've got to remember, if you're running for public office, you'd better be almost pure.
And you would know. Mayor, former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, thank you so much for joining us. We do this every Friday, and Phil Matier was not able to be with us today, but he'll be back.